Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Gentlemen, the New York Times features an article speaking to El Salvador, a small nation in the Northern Triangle that is said to be a driver for migration flight from violence, murder, and poverty. But we have this report from the New York Times. El Salvador, the smallest country in Central America, was once the hemisphere's murder capital. But in the years since the government declared a state of emergency to quell gang violence, deploying the military onto the streets in force, the nation has undergone a remarkable transformation. The puzzle here is, in order to control the murder, it looks to be dragnet of everyone who looks or knows or might be or someone denounced as a member of a narco-terrorism gang. Joseph, I come to you on this because you've been talking about these gangs for years, undermining governments, overwhelming ministries. But Bukele, elected popularly, and a man who rules with a high public approval in a small country, El Salvador, is rounding up people for what they look like or somebody they knew or arbitrarily on the street. Thousands, tens of thousands have been detained. Is this a positive direction, Joseph? And does this now spread to other nations where the way to solve things is to become a tyranny?
Well, there are legitimate concerns, John, with the approach that President Bukele has taken towards the gangs. And let me start by saying that the concern isn't about basically locking up these gang members, because that's on net a good thing, right? So El Salvador was once one of the homicide capitals of the world. Those homicides had abated. He's been going after the gangs with a lot of force. And I think that relatively that's a good development because he's made Salvador safer. But the question then becomes, to what extent? And I think what we're now starting to see, and this has happened before, John, they've had periods of quote unquote peaceful times in Salvador in recent memory. And what we learned most of the time is there's some deal that was cut with the gangs in the past. And this is, I'm talking about President Funes. I'm talking about President Sanchez Cerén. It was basically the Salvadoran government trying to bribe the gangs, paying them off and saying, look, if you guys cut it out, stop killing each other on the streets, making chaos, then we'll pay you a certain amount of money, give you a certain amount of gifts, business sweeteners, whatever. And usually what happens in those scenarios is you run out of money or the gang starts to ask for too much and then you can't give it to them. And then the violence quickly returns. That's what's happened in the past. I don't necessarily think that President Bukele is doing this, but there are reports of, and these, like I should say, these need to be validated, but there are reports of not necessarily providing payouts or paying the gangs, but to provide the gangs with political leverage or political power. And one of these, for instance, is this, you know, this alleged deal that could have been struck between Bukele and the gangs to not extradite them to the United States, to keep them in El Salvador. So I think there's a lot that needs to be looked into this. You know, it's good that Salvador is no longer having these high rates of homicide. It's good that the people of Salvador feel that there's some level of safety and order inside the country. But we have to also make sure that there's due process and rule of law. And I don't say we, but necessarily the Salvadorians need to make sure, because when you just have a law and order without the rule of law, or you just have a crackdown without the rule of law, that can quickly spiral out of control and into, as you mentioned, John, tyranny.
Ernesto, just quickly, 30 seconds. In Brazil, there is a very major gang. You've talked to me before. Is it understood to be an enemy of the state? Does the government move against that gang, or is there, what should I say, a sympathy between government elements and the gang? We have 30 seconds.
Yes, John, they are an enemy of the people, of the Brazilian people. But the government now, Lula's government, is a friend of the criminal gangs. They are giving them all the space, and they want them to help them get the votes. That's what's happening.
Yes, that sounds similar to what's going on in Colombia. Sort of, it's called peace. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We're going to Peru because there's a very critical trial. New World Report, I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.